The twin versus Styloflex and Sorrows, Boy George in the disguise, and you're looking very lovely today, by the way.
Thank you.
Describe for the benefit of the listener, because the webcam ain't working here. Describe what you're wearing.
It's not a very good look for radio, is it, really?
You can wear what you want on the radio. Look at me.
I'm wearing a huge black tutu, natural glasses that are kind of made into a hat, a white face with black spots and a black neck, and red glittery lips and red glittery eyebrows. And the makeup was done by Christian Bateman, who does the makeup for Taboo, which I'm in at the moment till February, and may continue to be in for another couple of months as well, and may be going to New York with it as well, which would be great.
Let's talk about that in a second or two. I must say, it's extraordinary striking look. How long does it take you to be like that now?
It really depends. I mean, obviously in the show you don't have the time to be quite as
quick changes,
detailed, but in the show, you know, half an hour, you know, 40 minutes, it depends. But the changes in the show are so quick, you can't sort of be as fussy as you would be if you were doing a photo session or, you know, come to see Muckage here.
Talking about Taboo, it's almost a year since it started.
Yeah, almost in about a month or month and a half, we have a anniversary, which is quite exciting.
Now, look at all the other people who had a shot from the music world, the pop world at musicals. There aren't many who managed to hang on a month or two or three, never mind a year. You must be very pleased, but...
Shocked. I mean, you know, to be quite honest with you, I was even shocked to become, like, in the sort of top 50 of favourite Britons. It was like, who voted for me? And if so, why don't they buy my records?
They will again.
People. I'll visit them all personally and thank them.
It's a phenomenal success, and I saw it very early on. Has it changed over the time? And obviously you've had different people playing
Lee
Barry.
Different people have come and go. We've had Julian Clary, Matt Lucas, Mark Little. This is my longest run doing it. But I actually quite enjoy sort of having a job. It's quite nice, you know, knowing what you're doing every day, you know what I mean? It's, like, quite funny getting a wage slip and, you know where you've got to be at 5 o'clock every day without
Do you really get a wage slip?
Yeah, I haven't cashed any of mine, actually. I'm going to frame them all and call it Life in the Theatre or something. I'm going to make it into an art installation or something.
Here's somebody who doesn't need the money, obviously. And
well, you know, no one does theatre for money.
I suppose that's right,
You know, except for Jane McDonald. But let's not
I knew he could get nasty about somebody. It was only a matter of time. And let's talk about the other things that you're doing. I mean, you're doing a show for Radio 2 again tonight, which is a sort of Boogie Nights, which is a party show for New Year.
Yeah.
And you've done Boogie Nights before. Do you like doing radio?
Yeah, I do like doing radio. And, you know, I do occasionally do kind of...